your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a high wind warning and a winter weather advisory in effect. As we'll continue with snow, blowing snow, steady temperatures, lower 30s, wind gust at 55. Tonight, scattered flurries early, otherwise partly cloudy skies overnight, temperatures at 20. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny around 40. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, mid-20s, and Sunday sunny, 43. Right now, it's 32.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Members of the American Farm Bureau gathered virtually yesterday to assess the changes the organization would pursue in its big policy book. Among some of the most contentious topics were addressing the price discovery in beef cattle, the treatment of compensation of ag workers, but as it's typically the case for a general farm organization, everything from dairy policy to weed resistance was on the agenda. The meeting lasted 5 hours and 40 minutes. Farm Bureau delegates approved new policy calling for an in-house study on the issue of price discovery in the beef cattle market. A new policy supports increasing the share of negotiated sales in fed cattle markets, with providing price transparency being a central focus. Delegates from Iowa pushed a recommendation to study the regional mandatory minimum cash trade in the cattle market for what levels would be appropriate to achieve a robust price discovery. That price discovery conversation has been active for years, but intensified with the onset of the coronavirus pandemic and the spread between the live cattle and box beef market that followed. The delegates also addressed country of origin labeling in the beef industry by voting down a resolution that would have removed voluntary from the organization's statement on the subject. Supporters of the resolution argued it would have kept the organization on the good side of trade partners, since the existing language already mentioned support for cool that would be within the parameters of the World Trade Organizations. The National Pork Producers Council has submitted comments to the Food and Drug Administration regarding gene-edited livestock. For more than 2 years, the NPPC says the FDA has dragged its feet in the development of gene-edited livestock as an emerging technology with opportunity for livestock agriculture, causing American agriculture to fall behind the global race to advance its development. But a recent proposed rule will transfer primary regulatory jurisdiction of gene-editing livestock to USDA. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
KNDY.
Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, good news for individuals who may be utilizing the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or the SNAP program, as they will be receiving a temporary 15% increase in assistance starting this month. KWCH News reports that the increase will be lasting for 6 months through June of 2021, meaning for a family of four, the increase is up to $782. Those receiving the assistance do not need to take any additional actions to receive the increase. If you still wish to apply for SNAP benefits, then you can go online to dcf.ks.gov. In other news, a 28-year-old Kansas man has been sentenced to 14 months in prison in order to pay over $300,000 for poaching dozens of deer. Cake News reports that the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism announced John Blick Jr. of Sharon Springs was guilty in November. He was accused in a 139-count indictment of illegally poaching 60 deer and being a felon in possession with a firearm. Good American Network News.
Join Kansas Corn and K-State Research and Extension for our Kansas Corn School webinar series. While we'll miss seeing you in person, we are hosting three webinars patterned after our popular Kansas Corn Schools. Featuring top speakers from K-State and Kansas Corn, the Kansas Corn School webinars on January 21st, February 4th, and February 11th are a great way to prepare for the 2021 growing season. Register to get your Zoom access code today for the Corn School webinars at kscorn.com.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Kansas legislators are moving quickly to try a different approach in seeking to limit city and county taxes. The Senate voted 34-1 on Thursday for a proposed transparency law that would require local officials to notify their constituents and hold a public hearing if they intend to spend extra dollars raised with property taxes. The bill would repeal what many lawmakers see as an ineffective lid on city and county property taxes that took effect back in 2017. The Republican-controlled legislature approved a similar transparency bill last year, but Democrat Governor Laura Kelly vetoed it. She said this week she's worried about the administrative burdens for local officials. In other news, healthcare workers are working to speed up their vaccine rollout as Kansas Senate has given the first round approval to a bill that extends a state of emergency for the pandemic while limiting Governor Laura Kelly's powers to direct the state's response. The law enacted in June limits Kelly's ability to close businesses and allows counties to opt out of healthcare orders she issues. The law, along with a state of emergency that makes it easier for officials to deal with the pandemic, are set to expire January 26th. Mid-America Network News.
As unpredictable as farming can be, there's at least one sure thing. That's your coverage through Blue Valley Insurance. Protecting your farm and everything you've worked so hard for is a top priority for all of us at Blue Valley Insurance. Whether you have a small family farm or run a larger operation, we can customize your coverage to meet your unique needs. Preserve your way of life for the next generation. Visit with us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska plans to expand the next phase of its coronavirus vaccine campaign to include everyone 65 years and older. Previously, the state had planned to vaccinate people 75 and older during the next phase, but the federal guidance on who should be vaccinated next changed this week. The phase also includes essential workers who cannot work from home. In most parts of Nebraska, the next phase of vaccinations is expected to begin early February. Infectious disease expert Dr. Mark Rupp cautioned that expanding the group that is eligible for the vaccine means it will take longer to get through the next phase. In other news, a Bellevue man has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for his role in moving the body of a man found shot to death in a park last year. The Omaha World-Herald reports that 22-year-old Eric Palmquist was sentenced on Wednesday after pleading no contest to concealing a body and tampering with physical evidence. Palmquist was one of five people who were arrested in connection to the death of 19-year-old Matthew Brendan. Good America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Local authorities advise of a scam through email. Human Resources is asking for required COVID-19 documents. They may be using action items in response to unemployment insurance claims filed in the victim's name and want you to open links in an email. There may be a list of items located in the folder. They may be requesting signature forms. Be very cautious. Opening unknown links in emails or being redirected to new sites may expose information to unknown sources. If you're in question of any situations regarding the human resources of your actual employer, contact the Human Resources Department or contact authorities if concerned. The Better Business Bureau is advising the public of pandemic-related stimulus scams. Text message, email, and phone call contacts may be initiated with requests for money or financial information in order to process payments. Do not give out information, and if in doubt, ask or contact authorities. Tim Blocker of Bern was sentenced in Nemahal County District Court last week to 260 months in prison on charges of sexual exploitation of a child and aggravated incest. On a guilty plea, two additional charges were dismissed. Blocker will face a sex offender filing for 25 years after release from prison. Winter King and Queen of Courts candidates at Valley Heights this year are Sophie Brungardt, Cheyenne Carter, Mackenzie Joseph, and Kayla Nemechek. King candidates are Cesar Aguiar, Evan Haynes, Josh Whelan, and Cade Zedek. Crowning is planned Saturday evening at 9 p.m. Due to the game Thursday night being postponed, parents of the candidates are invited. The mask mandate in Beatrice has not been extended with a decision this week from the City Health Board, noting a decrease in positive COVID tests and cases since the first of the year. A January 15th extension will not be renewed unless an increase in cases warrants. Health officials continue to emphasize public vigilance in protecting against the virus, acknowledging that it is still a factor both locally and worldwide. Caution in public indoor spaces and crowds is especially important. Some area nursing homes are reportedly beginning to receive and distribute shipments of vaccine for staff and elderly residents at high risk. Christopher Etzel of Havensville was appointed by the Kansas governor to fill the retirement vacancy of Chief Judge Gary Knopfziger, serving the 2nd Judicial District, including Pottawatomie, Wabunsee, Jackson, and Jefferson counties. Kansas State High School Activities Association Board is to meet Wednesday to consider a recommendation to allow up to 4 persons per participant for sports and certain extracurricular activities beginning January 29th. The expanded limit would remain subject to local criteria and schools' discretion. The new ag complex at Marysville Junior Senior High School was open to students as the semester unveiled. Local FFA advisors will be guests on our public affairs program this Saturday morning at 7:10, talking about the added benefits of the new complex facility. Ned A. Lineweber, age 75, of Blue Rapids, passed away December 9th. Memorial service is planned Saturday, January 16th at 2 p.m. at the United Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Interment follows the Greenwood Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ned Lineweber. Margaret Nieberding Starr, age 81, of Marysville, passed away January 3rd. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville, with a rosary at 10. Burial to follow at St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Margaret Nieberding Starr. Geraldine Gary Pinkerton, age 90, of rural Blue Springs, passed away Monday. Mass of Christian burial Saturday at noon at St. Joseph Catholic Church, Beatrice, interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8, at the Griffith Huvendick Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Geraldine Gary Pinkerton. Norma L. Hennerberg, age 86, formerly of Hollenberg, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 2 p.m., Zion State Line Lutheran Church, Hollenberg. Visitation after 5 p.m. Saturday, with family greeting friends Sunday, 6 until 8, at the Gertis Meyer Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Norma Hennerberg. Jerry V. Scritchfield, age 67, of Frankfort, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Padden Funeral Chapel in charge for Jerry Scritchfield. Garrett W. Brushwood, age 64, of Odell, passed away Wednesday. No services scheduled. Gertis Meyer Funeral Home in charge for Garrett Brushwood.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is Brian Crott with Farm Bureau. We're now at our new location downtown and invite you by. We've expanded to better serve Marshall County and welcome our Farm Bureau customers to stop in for a Super Check annual review. And of course, we always welcome new customers for a free quote on auto, home, life, or health insurance. We offer financial services to meet your investment needs. Call me, Brian Crott, Darcy Claycamp, Wade Maddox, or Joy Wilkinson, now at 12th and Broadway, just west of the courthouse. Farm Bureau Financial Services, Marshall County, protecting livelihoods and futures.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have those low pressure systems spinning across the central upper parts of the Midwest that will continue to push off towards the east southeast. It looks like we'll continue with scattered snow showers for today, and that will start to taper off as we head into the overnight hours. High pressure system moves in behind it, and we're seeing mostly sunny skies for the weekend with temperatures in the lower 40s. Otherwise, dealing with some gusty winds as we head through the day. So looking at the forecast, high wind warning, winter weather advisory in effect, as we'll continue with snow, blowing snow, steady temperatures, lower 30s, wind gust at 55. Tonight, scattered flurries early, then partly cloudy skies overnight will drop down to around 20. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, highs at 40. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, mid-20s. As we head into Sunday, we'll have sunny skies, 43 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature mid-January 40, record high in the state 65. The average low 17, the record low is 9 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:45, sunset this evening at 5:28.
Owl nesting season is about to begin. We will share some tips for making them feel welcome near your home on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 15th, the 15th day of the year. Civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was born in 1929, and the collaborative online encyclopedia Wikipedia was launched on this day 20 years ago. Owls are among the first birds to begin nesting, even as early as late January and February. And if you're looking for a natural way to control mice, voles, large insects, and other pests, you can do a lot worse than encouraging owls to set up house in your backyard. Hollow trees are their favorite nesting sites, but nest boxes mounted 15 to 20 feet above ground will attract them as well. Secluded, shaded locations are the best. The nocturnal creatures like the dark, so be sure to remove any landscape lighting near potential nesting areas. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's been a rough year for Kansas University Jayhawk Bryce Thompson after he returned back to action on Tuesday's game this week with their 75-70 loss against the Oklahoma State Cowboys. He had missed three games prior to that with a back injury. Thompson played 5 minutes in the first half and 13 minutes for the game total. Bryce had missed all three shots that he attempted from the floor, but scored 2 points throughout the game. And now he's sidelined for another few weeks with another injury. Kansas.com reports that Thompson is set to have surgery on his right index finger and is set to be out for the next 6 weeks. The Jayhawks are number 6 in the country and number 3 in the Big 12 Conference and are set to take on the Iowa State Cyclones Cyclones tomorrow with tip-off at 1 p.m. And speaking of the Jayhawks, the KU football team is working on some recruits for next season. As according to KUSports.com, the team is bringing in two first-year quarterbacks in time for the spring practices, including Conrad Hawley, a state title-winning quarterback from Ray Peck High School in Missouri, and quarterback Ben Easters from Indiana, who signed with KU back in December.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 29th annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 15th, 16th, and 17th at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. We want your consignments of farm, loader, and antique tractors, combines and harvest equipment, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, skid steers, forklifts, and related items, farm tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, semis, trucks, and pickups, flatbed, gooseneck, grain, livestock, utility, and semi-trailers, irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, shop equipment, power tools, welders, generators, motorhomes, campers, boats, ATVs, and motorcycles, riding mowers, sprayers, and fuel tanks, livestock equipment, and related items. Call in consignments now for maximum advertising and commission discount. For consignment terms, see scottauction.com or call 620-276-8282. Scott Auction's 29th Annual Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 15th, 16th, and 17th, Garden City Regional Airport. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
Former Kansas State football player and star Darren Sproles was selected to the National Football Foundation's College Football Hall of Fame, and the announcement came from a live stream that was posted on the K-State football Twitter page.
You have represented football in general, certainly the NFL, certainly college football, Manhattan, and our program so very well. And we wanted to share with you that those both represent the National Football Foundation Hall of Fame.
Oh, my goodness.
And you are going to be inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He was the 2003 first-team All-American and three-time All-Big 12 performer. He also held 28 school records at the time of graduation, 21 of which still stand 16 seasons after he played for the team. He rushed a total of 4,979 career yards. Good American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Thursday night basketball, Axtell girls and boys teams took Onega in makeup games with the Lady Eagles winning 44-41. And the boys, victorious 55-40. Semifinal round play Thursday in the Mudecas basketball tournament at Beatrice saw the Southern Lady Raiders advance to the championship with a 58-36 win over Pawnee City. Southern will face HTRS Saturday at 6:30 at the Beatrice Auditorium for the A-Division title. On the boys' side, Diller Odell fell to Tri-County 50-41 and will take on Freeman in the A-Division consolation game Saturday at 3:30 at the Auditorium. Friday semifinals see the Diller Odell Lady Griffins tip off with Meridian at 5 at the Auditorium. Marysville girls and boys teams are at Wamego Friday night. Broadcast live on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1. Marysville wrestlers split a double duel Thursday evening at Clay Center, falling to the Tigers 48-27. And defeating Abilene 59-24.
The Aravaca Ranch has been breaking horses since the late 1800s. They're still breaking horses, but today the horses are also used to break young men. The story of horses that teach us the lessons of life is this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Ron Searle is the director and founder of the Aravaca Boys Ranch, a working ranch that also helps teenage boys turn their life around.
boys who arrive here don't know their parents have already enrolled them in the program.
Most of the time it goes fairly smooth. Mom and dad leave, and the young man is a little upset that his life's been turned upside down. But within a day or two, maybe sometimes a week, they start settling in. Within a couple months, they love the place, and by the time it's time to go home, they don't want to go.
This ranch near Arizona's Mexican border is a strange place for most young men. At first, Ron's method of working with them might seem strange as well.
Most of these boys are city boys, and they're not interested in horses, they're not interested in cows or chickens or a ranch. But when they get here, the way we respond to them is so positive. We don't invite resistance.
Ron says the program works through the power of building the right relationship with each boy.
If a boy says, you know, I'm not doing something, our answer is, okay, that's fine. Although we don't let him do whatever he wants, but he finds out that we don't argue with him. We don't fight with him. And eventually he realizes that he really can make his own choices, that we respect his ability to make choices.
That philosophy has everything to do with the horses here on the ranch.
Every boy here receives a horse that's never been ridden to train at some point of his progress. And he will train a horse from scratch using the principles of natural horsemanship. And those principles of gaining a horse's trust, getting the horses to recognize you as their partner and wanting to be with you, you're their protector, you're their comfort zone, are all principles that apply to relationships with people.
The boy breaks the horse, and the horse breaks him. The rest of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Aravaca, Arizona. I'm Andrew McCray.
If your pine tree oozes, rusts, or grows a canker, you've got a problem. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Pine trees are normally very resilient, so learn to spot when there's trouble as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation. But blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
We've had several pine trees succumb to disease and had to cut them down after an arborist told us it would be for the best. Conifers respond differently to pests and disease than deciduous trees, so one method of diagnosis doesn't fit all. Chucky Anderson is a staff arborist for the Tree Care Industry Association. She says it's important to know what kind of tree you have before treating it.
If you're in Nevada and you're looking at a pinyon pine, or if you're in Florida and you're looking at a longleaf pine, what pine tree you're looking at will depend perhaps on exactly what disease will be invading it.
Some pines are more susceptible to fungus invasions. Pine oak gall rust, for example, attacks hard pines like scotch, pitch, loblolly, and shortleaf. The sad thing is that this type of fungus is spread by a spore found on red and black oaks, so if you have a mix of these in your woodlot, there might be trouble. The gall, which is an abnormal growth on the tree, will cut off sap flow and kill the tree above the growth. Other pines develop pine needle rust, a fungus which causes yellow spots on the needles, followed by white blisters. Depending on how far gone the tree is, Anderson says you might be able to save it.
Remove some of the lower branches that funguses tend to invade first. They're not going to grow back, but it's possible that you might save the whole tree if you remove some of the diseased branches. Another method of cure is applying a fungicide to the tree in the spring. This is best done by professional tree care companies because they have the specialized equipment that puts fungicide up to the very top of the tree.
Find more resources to help protect your pine trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Blessed we shall meet Here's an interesting fact. A group of anthropologists from UCLA did a study of American homes. They found that 9 out of 10 homes had so many things stored in their garage, they didn't have room for their cars. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, it's no secret that Americans have way too much stuff. And if you're like me, you probably have more clothes, toys, and electronic gadgets than you'll ever use. So before you buy more, take a look at what you already have. Do you really need to buy something new? Or will it just add to the clutter in your home? God wants us to have what we need and to give generously to others in need. You can do this by using your money wisely and not buying too many things that you really don't need. So if your garage and closets are filled to the brim, think about how you can be happy with less. And there's a nonprofit near you that could put your extra to good use. In doing so, you'll live a more content, confident, and generous life.
Seeking biological and sustainable methods to control crop pests. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
A Massachusetts company, Greenlight Biosciences, is developing biological methods for controlling the insects and diseases that impact crop production. Co-founder and CEO Andre Zahrer says up to now, biological crop protection solutions have been too expensive to produce in sufficient quantities to supply all of agriculture.
Greenlight's mission is to break that lock. It's to be able to provide solutions that do not require a compromise on either side, that are specific, that are effective, that are respectful of the environment in which they are applied, but at the same time are compatible with current growing practices and are compatible with the price structures that we have in the agricultural industry.
Zahrer says it's not just farmers who need convincing about biologicals.
Eventually, spraying biologics in a field will need tremendous transparency, communication, and education of consumers. Ribonucleic acid interference in insect cells is not an easy concept to explain. And so we have to do a really good job as an industry finding a way to be transparent and complete and rigorous about how we communicate some of these technological advancements.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The future of America's corn industry is in the hands of the next generation of corn farmers. The National Corn Growers Association's New Leader Program is a leadership development program for young farmers and farm couples who want to learn more about their industry. You'll identify your own leadership style, learn about advocacy, policy, and communicating with consumers, skills that will be beneficial both on and off the farm. Participants also attend Commodity Classic, America's largest farmer-led trade show. Register online by April 27th at ncga.com.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, if it seems like there's been an explosion of cotton in Kansas over the last few years, that is correct. Dr. Rex Friesen is with Southern Kansas Cotton Growers, and he says there are a couple of reasons for the explosion in cotton.
One is we've been having exceptional yields for the last, this would be year number eight, at least according to my numbers. What I would consider above average, the returns have been great, and the other commodity prices have been in the tank for a long time. So I think over time, people have been watching their neighbors and hearing things and seeing things, and finally, a number of them finally decided to try it.
For many years, it was believed that weather patterns in Kansas would not promote cotton growth. When Friesen moved from Texas to Kansas, he proved that was not true.
The first thing I did was I compared heat units and rainfall for Winfield versus Lubbock, Texas, which is considered to be the largest cotton-producing area probably in the world.
Mm-hmm.
What I came up with is we have more heat units during the summer in every month, and we have more rainfall than they do every month on average. And heat and rain equals cotton. That's ideal cotton-growing conditions.
Friesen says the cotton acres in Kansas will continue to expand.
Yeah, cotton has been good to Kansas growers, so we're looking to see acres continue to grow. I guess at this point, I don't know why they wouldn't.
Rex Friesen with Southern Kansas Cotton Growers, and we'll talk more with Dr. Friesen tomorrow on Ag Outlook 2021. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
A new year means new savings and a new Kia from Midwest Kia. Start 2021 off right in one of over 200 new Kias in stock at Midwest Kia. Right now, you can drive with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. Plus, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $10,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia Sorento, Seltos, K5, and more. A brand new lineup and even more savings to start your new year off right. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term finance. Amounts of Sportage, Cadenza, K900 through KMF with 1333, 1000 finance. Example 2020 K900. Stock number KA573.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop Insurance Protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that Crop Insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, the American Farm Bureau Federation this week announced the 2021 Farm Dog of the Year. Michael Clements talks about how the award recognizes the work and relationships that dogs provide on the farm.
Farm Bureau named the 2021 Farm Dog of the Year during this week's American Farm Bureau Federation virtual annual convention. The winner this year is an Australian Shepherd owned by New York Farm Bureau member Sonia Galley.
The winner this year is Bindi, and she is a 5-year-old Australian Shepherd. She was actually born here on the farm, so it's really exciting because I've been able to watch her grow and develop from day one. It's humbling in one sense and just really exciting in another to be recognized. It's just great that other people are able to see what a great dog she is.
Farm Bureau launched the contest 3 years ago to recognize the work dogs do on the farm. Galley says Bindi helps tend to livestock.
Dogs do a lot of things. If I need to move cows around, they're there to help me with that. If I need to move a group of cows, they can help do that. In the summertime, when we have cows out on pasture and I go to give them grain, the dogs will push the cows off of the trough so they're not mobbing me while I'm pouring the grain out. So different things like that.
Supported by Nestle Purina Pet Care, Galley says the contest helps connect consumers with agriculture.
It's a connection factor to a lot of other people that aren't on farms. When you start talking about dogs, I think everybody can really understand that kind of relationship and they can relate to the farm dog in that way. I'm really grateful that the judges felt we were worthy of this honor, and also grateful to Farm Bureau and to Purina for sponsoring this award. It's really cool.
Learn more about the contest at www.fb.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
Find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant, we're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
Hiring employees on the farm can be a daunting task. As you whittle down the candidates, think about how they'll fit long-term in your operation on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for Today's News from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for Today's News, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to Today's News from Successful Farming.
Picking the right employee for your farm operation takes a lot of thought because you'll be trusting part of your business to someone else. Cole Emke is an extension specialist at the University of Wyoming. He says personality, of course, is very important. Can they take orders from you? Can they give orders to other people they're working with? Do you share information the same sort of way? As an example, do you both talk numbers or do you talk numbers and they talk feelings? Emke says a lot of operations make the mistake of hiring people who think just like they do, which may not be a good move for the long term.
If you're always listening to someone who's thinking the same way that you think and doesn't have any new ideas, then you're just going to do the same stuff that you have been doing. It is kind of a strategic decision, because if you're in a situation where the market is changing out there, landlords are looking for different things, product markets are doing different things, and you need different characteristics, then you want to hire someone that's probably not an exact copy of yourself.
Should you hire the person that's ready to hit the job running or someone who needs a little more training? Well, it depends on your situation.
You may be in a hurry and you don't have time to do a lot of training, or training isn't the thing that you do really well. In that case, someone who's already trained at some other operation or some other industry could really be a good fit. On the other hand, almost no one comes in knowing exactly what to do on your operation. So there is going to have to be some training. You've got to think longer term. That's why thinking in a comprehensive sort of way about the position is worthwhile up front.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for hiring the right employees on your farm at agriculture.com.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Market update from Mid-America Ag Network. Kansas City wheat was strong early in the day, began to ease a little bit, but now is getting strong again. March KC wheat up 4 3/4 at 641 and a quarter. May is up 4 1/4 at 644 and a quarter. March corn down 1. It's 553. Make that 533 and a quarter. May corn is down 1 3/4 at 536. Soybeans, March beans down 12 1/2 at 14.18. May beans down 12 1/4 at 14.15 1/2. Soybean meal and soybean oil are trending lower as well. Not a good day for corn or soybeans. Kansas City wheat continues to hold on. It's been a decent day in the livestock complex as well. February live cattle up 60 at 112.67. April up 92 at 118.15. March feeder cattle up 257 at 135.95. April feeders up 240 at 138.40. Again, all the back months are in the green, so fat cattle, feeder cattle doing nicely. Hogs are having a decent day so far, too. February hogs at 67.75. That's up 145. April hogs at 72.60, up 50. So a good look for hogs right now. Cotton is having an issue. March cotton down 20 points at 80.95. May is down 15 at 81.85. Not a good look for cotton. Crude oil is taking a pounding. February crude is down $1.29 at 52.28. March is down $1.28 at 52.34. We're seeing a pressure on unleaded gas and heating oil as well. Natural gas is up fractionally. So mixed numbers in the energy markets. Gold is taking a pounding. February gold down $21.30 at $18.30 an ounce. April gold is down $21.40 at $18.33.80. We're seeing some huge issues with the rest of the metals markets. Silver, copper, and platinum are all sharply lower as well. So not a good day in the metals markets. Mixed numbers across the futures markets here on Friday. Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
A new year means new savings and a new Kia from Midwest Kia. Start 2021 off right in one of over 200 new Kias in stock at Midwest Kia. Right now, you can drive with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. Plus, get double the dealer discounts on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $10,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia Sorento, Seltos, K5, and more. A brand new lineup and even more savings to start your new year off right. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage, Cadenza, and K900 through KMF with 1333-1000 finance. Example 2020 K900. Stock number K850.
KNDY. Are you seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort? Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course towards success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter, relate and communicate well with others, be creative in developing ideas and strategies, and be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email KNDY at bluevalley.net. That's KNDY at bluevalley.net. For additional details, contact station manager Bruce Dierking.
KNDY had asked what you liked about us, and the response was great. You love the music, of course, and the local news and sports coverage. You like that we provide up-to-the-minute weather info, keeping you safe and informed. Some of you had just started listening to KNDY, while others have been tuning in for years. You listen at home, you listen at work, you listen whenever and wherever you can. One said KNDY beats all of the other stations, hands down. And another loves that we are a hometown business with the heart of small town America. Many said KNDY is their go-to station. Thanks again, and keep listening to KNDY.
Hey everybody, this is Brighton Stahl, and this next one is my brand new single, Two Steppin' Heart, right here on KNDY.
I was backstage packing up my six string. She said, do you dance as good as you sing? I turned around, and to my surprise, I said no, but I sure can try. I knew I had a rhythm, but I didn't understand how four-stepped right into her two-stepping heart. The look in her eyes told me right from the start.
Black Squirrel City's classic country, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.